Je deze al met deze niet. Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. You mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim at night in Parshas Tzitzis and also in MS Vemuna. Om Rav Elozer ben Azariah. Harei ani kiven shivim shona v'lo zachisi shetei omer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. I'm already as if I was 70 years and I wasn't zocher. You see, Rashi learns one way zocher, others on a different way. Lo zachisi shetei omer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos at shedorsha ben zoma. So Ben Zoma came and found the source that your mosque you see is Mitzrayim even at night. Shenema l'man tizkris yom tzeis chomer is Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecho. Yimei chayecho hayom. Kol yimei chayecho halelos. Hachachom yimor yimei chayecho l'mazeh. Kol yimei chayecho l'hovi limos ha-moshiach. Rashi. Mazkir in tzeis Mitzrayim halelos. Parshas tzitzis b'tzirishma. Yachopi she'en laylos man tzitzis. B'chora al tzitzis you shouldn't say Parshas tzitzis at night. Because in Laila's last man sitzes, the chsibur isem also uschartem, omrim also belaila matnei yitzias Mitzrayim shabos. Still, you mention it because it has lamantiskos. It has in it ani Hashem alokeichem asher tzeis yitzchameres Mitzrayim. Kiven shivim shana kvar hayisi nire zokin velo zokin mamish. I look like I was 70 years old. Kiven, but not really old. Shabos olav seva yom sheaviru Rabbi Gamliel min siyaso muminu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah nasi. Kedisla come on the Peritilus Ashachar, but also Yom Dorish Ben Zoma Mikraze. So the Rambam, however, says that Elazar ben Azariah learned with tremendous hasmoda, and because of that he turned old young. Okay, just to minimize the miracle of turning old overnight. Okay. Tanya Omer Lohem Ben Zoma Lachachom. Ben Zoma answered the Chacham, how can you say that Kol Yimei Chayecha, the call comes to include Yimos HaMashiach, will we then mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yimos HaMashiach? Balok for Nehmer, Hine Yomim Boim Num Hashem, Velo Yomru Old Chay Hashem Asher Hel Es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ki Im Chay Hashem Asher Hel Av Asher Hevi Yezera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Sofoma, Mikol Ha'aratzos Asher Yidachtim Shom. Says that we won't mention any more Yitzias Mitzrayim, but we'll mention only that the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of Golos, out of the Shibud Golios. Gemara says, Amrullah lo shetei akar Yitzias Mitzrayim in koma. Not that we won't remember Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. El shetei Shibud Malchios yikar v'Yitzias Mitzrayim tafalo. It'll just be that Yitzias Mitzrayim won't be mentioned anymore as the ikar, only as the tafalo. But not that it won't be mentioned at all. Ki yol tzibolata omer, Lo yikari shimcha od Yaakov kim Yisrael yashemecha. Lo shi oker Yaakov in komo. Not that he shouldn't be called Yaakov at all anymore. Ela Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tofelo. He'll still be called Yaakov. But Yisrael will be the ikar name and Yaakov will be a secondary name. So same thing over here. Not that you won't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. Just it'll be a secondary mentioning to compare to Yimos HaMashiach. V'chein hu omer, al tizkiru rishonos v'kadmonios al tizboninu. Al tizkiru rishonos ze shibud malchios. The kadmonios al tizboninu ze yitzias Mitzrayim. You won't remember the shibud malchios. In a second we'll see what that means. The kadmonios, which refers to something even before rishonos, something that came before these first things, that is yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Osech Hadosha Atat Titzmach, I'm doing something new, which will now sprout, and that is Yimos HaMashiach. So the way the Marshal learns this is the following. The Shibud Malchios is the other Malchios, aside from Gog Magog, the, what's it called? Well, let's go a little few more of this then. Fani Rav Yosef, Zu Milchemes Gog Magog. Right, that this refers, the last thing refers to Milchemes Gog Magog. So you won't remember any of the Shibud Malchios aside the last one. Moda, Yovan, those things will be forgotten completely. The Gog Magog, that'll be remembered. Obviously that's the last Tzara before Moshiach. But Kadmonios will still be remembered. It doesn't say Altisk or Kadmonios. No, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Kadmonios, just Altis Bonanu. You won't put too much thought into that because that'll be a secondary thing. But the main remembrance will be Milchemes Gog Magog in the time of Mashiach. but you'll still remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the other Golios will be forgotten completely. Marshal Lamad over Doma, what is this compared to? La Adam Shoya Mahalach Baderech, Upogabo Zaid, the Nitzel Mimenu. I was walking in the road, and he came, what's it called, a wolf attacked him, and he was saved. And he would tell over how he was saved from this wolf. And then, a little bit later, he had another maisa where a lion came against him. Which is more dangerous than a lion. Each time he stopped talking about the lesser thing and only spoke about the bigger nace. The later ones will make the earlier ones forgotten. But in the end, the Shibud Malchios of Gog and Magog will be remembered by Yemos HaMashiach, and also Shibud Mitzrayim. Rashi lo shiyakar Yaakov mikomo, shermetzinu shikara kodesh baruch hu Yaakov acherzos, berito l'Mitzrayim, the Rebbe himself called him Yaakov. Shenemar vayomer Elohim liYisrael, vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, vayomer hineini. We'll see this Rashi is significant, I just thought of it now, in a few seconds. Hineini osa chadosha, Bosser al tizkru rishonos ksiv. After this pasuk, it says, in the osa chadosha, doing something new. Okay. Let's finish up the parak, and then we'll go back to see what's here. Avram, who Avraham? Right, since we mentioned Yaakov, his name change, that it wasn't complete, so now we speak about Avram too. Avram, who Avram? Yitzchila nasa avli aram. Right, in the beginning, Avram was only Avli Aram, Ulevesof Nasa Av V'chola Olam Kula. In the end, he was Avraham, a father of the entire world. Sorai he Sora, V'tchila Nasa Sorai L'umasa, Ulevesof Nasa Sora L'chola Olam Kula. Same thing with Sora. Rashi, V'tchila Avli Aram, L'anshe Medinoso, Shemi Eretz Aram Hoya, Shenemer V'Abraham Nar Yoshua V'Seichem, V'Omer El Aram Naraim El Ir Nachor, which was his birthplace, according to Rashi at least. Right? Avram was Avla Aram, because that's where he was born. That was his place. Tani Bar Kapora, Kol HaKore, Avla Chol HaOlam, Av Hamon Goyim, Sorai Loshin Yochid, Mashma Sorasi, my princess. In the end, she was Sora to the entire world. Tani Bar Kapora, Kol HaKore, Lavrom, Avram, over the essay. Anyone who calls Avram, Avram, is over an essay. Shememar v'hoya shimcha Avraham, and not Avram. Rav Elezer Omer, over Balav. Shememar v'lo yikore, oh, the shimcha Avram. And most of the Mepharshim here learn, there's no argument between them. One says one aspect, one says the other aspect. But you're over a lav and an essay if you call Avram, Avram. Ela me'ata, akore l'sora, sora, yohinami. And l'chora, then the same thing should apply to Sora. If you call her Sora, you're also over a lav and an essay. Didn't say it to the general population. Wasn't an isser on everybody. Just the Rebbe Shem told Avram Avinu specifically, you won't call your wife anymore Sorai. But that doesn't say anywhere that no one can call her Sorai. Elamiyate hakore li Yaakov Yaakov hachinami. Right? Then it should be the same thing with Yaakov. Because the Rosh said, "Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov kim Yisrael yeshemecha." Hashem the hader ahadrei kara. No, over there there's a pasuk that says that he could be called Yaakov too. That Yaakov is a secondary name. Dechsi vayomer Elohim li Yisrael the maros halayla. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. The Rosh himself called him Yaakov. Moshe Reb Yossi bar Ovid the same Reb Yossi bar Zvida. Ato hu Hashem Elohim asher bochar to be Avram. So we see that the Navi called him Avram. It's also to do. How did the Navi call him Avram? Omalei, hasam Navi who the Kamesader v'shabchi the Rachmana may the Havi meikara. Here the Navi is just recounting what was in the beginning. It's not calling him now Avram. It's just recounting what was in the beginning. Rashi, Mesader shvachei the meikara asher bacharta bo b'yos shmo Avram. He's going back in history and telling us what was then, but not that he's calling Avram now Avram. The Santa Shmo Avraham. Okay. Let's just go over a few things over here, and then we'll go and start the second paragraph. First of all, this halacha maskirim yitzias mitzrayim balelos seems to be a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and the Chachamim. And Ben Zoma was the one who found the raya from the pasuk to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds, that maskirim yitzias mitzrayim balelos. And the machlokes is whether kol yimei chayecha comes to include like Lila, or kol yimei chayecha comes to include Yemos HaMashiach and not Lila. It's one way of learning. If you learn like that, then the maskirim yitzias mitzrayim balelos is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's Ben Zoma Shita. And the Chachamim argue on that. Just Agav, the Marsha asks, why not just say Leman Tisros Yom Tzeis Chom Eretz Yisrael Yemei Chayecha, right? What's it called? Chayecha, right? Instead of having the word kol to tell me that it includes nights and yomim only days, leave out yomim and leave out kol and just say chayecha and we'll know night and day. The only reason I would think that it's only daytime is because it says yemei chayecha. So leave out yemei chayecha. Now I don't need kol to have the night, right? Why do you need a miyut and then a ribui? Just don't have anything. She says, no, if it would just say chayecha, I would say also, the only masker yitzias Mitzrayim in the daytime. Okay? And because at night wasn't really the gula. So misvara, I would say that yitzichiras yitzias Mitzrayim is when we went out, is in the daytime. Therefore, the Torah had a right, yemei chayecha, to let me know that that taka is what you would think, right? Yemei chayecha, and then put the call to tell me it's not only yomim, it's even leilos. But if it wouldn't say a ribui and mention yomim, I would say that on Beis Misvar it's only during the day. So you need to put yomei chayecha to tell me that the call comes to tell me something more than yomei chayecha, which you would think even without any ribui or whatever. Okay. There are we can't really go into all of the sugi over here. It's not the kind of shiur, but just to give you an idea of some of the different opinions in this sugi. The Ravid learns that everybody holds as a mitzvah midrabbanan to be maskir yitzias Mitzrayim balelos. They always said parshas tzitzis at night, and they always said emes de'emunah and mentioned yitzias Mitzrayim. The machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria ben Zoma and the Chachamim was that the rabbanan, or that's even minatora. And lo zochisi means I wasn't zocha, I didn't merit to know the source that it's minatora, right? Until Ben Zoma came along and found a source in the Torah for Zechiras Mitzrayim. But the first part of the Mishnah, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balelos is the Kulei Alma. Everybody holds you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. The question is it Minat Torah, or it's only with Rabbanan? And Rabbi Elazar said, I wasn't Zoche to know the source in the Torah until Ben Zoma came along. That's Minat Torah. What difference does it make if it's Minat Torah or Midr Rabbanan? Some of the differences could be whether women are Chayiv. Because women are Chayiv in mitzvah saseh shazman grama that are midrabanan if atheim hayu bosa nes. So here it's one place they were also part of the nes, like Chanukah and Purim, and if it's only drabanan, they're chayiv. If it's minat Torah, they're potter from mitzvah saseh shazman grama that are minat Torah, even if hayu bosa nes. So therefore women would be potter. Another difference would be, would you have to wait till mamash night to say parshas tzitzis or not? Kriyishma, you have to wait till after say sakochavim. But if parshas tzitzis at night is not part of Kriyishma, it's just a mitzvah zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. It's only the rabbanan, then you could say it miplaga mincha. If it's min haTorah, then the chori you have to say it dafka at night. That would be a difference. The Rashba holds that before Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria won out because of Ben Zoma, right, over the Chachamim, they didn't say parshas tzitzis at night. They didn't say the same nusach we say of emes be'emuna. They left out the zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim completely. The machlokas is, do you have to say it at all? And according to the Rashba, there's no raya that even Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria holds minat Torah. Could be only the Rabbanan. And the psukim are asmachta bi'alma. And there was machlokas whether you mention it or not. And lo zochisi means I wasn't minatseach. Zoche over here means to win. I didn't win out over the Chachamim and get them to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night till Ben Zoma brought an asmachta, and then we won and your maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. And again, it could be minat Torah, it could be only mit Rabbana. The Tzlach, the Shagasari, the Mogen Avram all hold that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah minat Torah. The Or Sameach holds Even the Rambam, who seems to say it's Min HaTorah, it's not Min HaTorah. It's only the Rabbanan. Except there are certain Takanas, the Rabbanan, that are called Min HaTorah. Because the Rabbanan didn't make a Takana. Sometimes the Rabbanan make a Takana to protect something from the Torah. Here it's a different kind of thing. There are Takanas that the Rabbanan made because they got a hint from the Torah. This is what God wants. He didn't say it specifically, but the Torah seems to say you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim your whole life. It's a good idea to remember as much as you can. It's not a specific mitzvah to remember at night. It could be it's not even a specific mitzvah to remember in the daytime. The only mitzvah is to remember at Pesach. But since the Torah said that you should speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, and that should bring you to remember it all year, all your life, so there's an inyan to remember it all your life. There's no specific mitzvah you have to do it. If you remember at Pesach, it's a good idea that will bring you to remember it your whole life. The Torah doesn't say, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim your whole life. It says, Laman Tizkor, as Yom Tzeizkor. Says the Or Sameach, it means the Torah revealed that that's its will, that you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time. So the Rabbanan made a thing to remember it, mamash, to say it every night. That's only the Rabbanan. The Rith seems to say, according to some Mefarshim, in the Rith, he doesn't mention this Bechlal, that Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. He leaves out this Mishnah completely, this Halach. So some say that he holds that the halach is like the chachamim, that the machlokas is whether you're masker or not, and originally they weren't masker, and the halach is like the chachamim, and you're not masker, so you don't say parshas tzitzis at night, you don't say emes v'emunah. And some say just the opposite. No one argues. Everybody holds of the drasha of ben zoma, that masker and tzitzis mitzrayim. The question is, will you also mention tzitzis mitzrayim b'yimos hamashiach or not? Ben zoma holds only leilos, but not yimos hamashiach. And the Chachamim hold Leilos and Yimos HaMashiach. So really there's no Machlokas B'Klal. So there's from one extreme to the other and everything in between and how to learn this Sugya. Okay. Okay, what's the Lashem Lahavi Yimos HaMashiach? Should have said Larabos Yimos HaMashiach. That's a normal Lashem. That's Lahavi. So some say because the Pasuk we learned that tells me that even in Yemos HaMashiach we'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim uses the word Asher Hevi, right? Asher Hela Spnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kim Hashem Asher Hela V'Asher Hevi. So the Hevi, right, refers to Yemos HaMashiach. Hevi as Zerah Beis Yisrael, the Marashah says, either refers to Tchias HaMesim, that God will bring all the Mesim from Chutz Lorit, or Asher Hevi means all the Gerim. One of the reasons you went into Galus is to accumulate Gerim around us. So the Rosh will bring those Gerim also with us. So the word Hevi is the Remez to Yemos HaMashiach. So Lehavi Yemos HaMashiach is a hint to this Pasuk where we know that even Yemos HaMashiach will remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maral says Lehavi Yemos HaMashiach means that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim brings to Yemos HaMashiach. All of the Golios and all of the Geulas come from Mitzrayim. So it's Geulas Mitzrayim which caused Geula, the final Geula. So therefore we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim even in the final Geula because it was the cause. So Lahavi Yemos HaMashiach. Yetzias Mitzrayim itself brought to Yemos HaMashiach. Therefore it's mentioned. That's what the Maral says. Okay. The Pasuk here says, the Gemara says, that you can't call Avram. Because no posek, except for the Magen Avram, brings this down that there's such a halacha. Not the Rambam, not the Moni Amitzvah, it's a mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. And even if it's an asmach, that's only the Rabbanan, somebody should have mentioned this, and this is the Rabbanan. So some say that this Isser was only before Matan Torah. It's not mentioned after Matan Torah. It was before Matan Torah, and you weren't allowed to call Avram. Some say it was only during Avram's lifetime. You couldn't call him specifically Avram. You had to refer to him as Avram. But after he died, there's no inyan not to say it again. The only problem with that is the Gemara's kasha from Nehemiah. Right? Avram was long dead in the time of Nehemiah. What's the problem? But I was thinking, that's pshat. That's the answer, the Gemara says. There, the Torah is just referring to what was in the past. That's okay. The Isser is to say it at the time. In other words, we're not just saying that It's not usher to record what was in the past, but you're still not allowed to call him if you're calling him now. No, that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer was, it's okay to record now what was then in any way. It just was usher then to do it, either in his lifetime or before Matan Torah. So those who say this would learn this answer of the Gemara, that that's the pshat in the answer. The answer is that to speak about it now, in retrospect, is fine. The problem was doing it then at the time. Okay. And therefore there's no isser. The tzlach is a whole arichus here that this isser only applies if you hold benzoma, not if you hold like the chachonim, and the halach is not like benzoma, and the halach is not like this. Okay, but it's not for now. Okay, from here also you see from Rashi is mashman like these sheets. I was just thinking. Rashi says it's not that Yaakov's name was pushed away, but Yaakov still can be called Yaakov. So where does the Gemara and Rashi bring the raya that you can call him Yaakov? Because the Rabbanishim called him Yaakov. It's hard to bring a raya from all Tanakh. The name Yaakov is used over and over and over again. Why do you have to have a raya that the Rabbanishim called Yaakov, Yaakov? His name is called Yaakov all the time throughout Tanakh. Right, and it's not only where he refers to Klal Yisrael, but it's for him too. Vaishtois, that the only Isser was calling Yaakov himself Yaakov, and that's the only possible that the Rabbanishim called Yaakov Yaakov. Same thing with Avram. You can't call Avram to his face, Avram. But that afterwards the Torah could refer to him as Avram, there's no problem. The Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara didn't know that in the beginning. Say that in the end. Okay. Sarai, also same thing. I mentioned the Chumash here yesterday. Somebody had a shaila how you refer to a ger when you want to make a shabera for a chola, right? So normally we use the mother's name. So a ger, do we say then Sarai Nehu? Or somebody in Kiryat Sefer wanted to say that we don't find that Sarah was Av Hamon, Aim Hamon Goyim. We only find that by Avram. So he wanted to say that by a ger you say Ben Chava, because she was Aim Kol Chai. But here the Gemara's Beferish is not like that. The Gemara says that the same limud we learn by Avram, Avraham, is Av Hamon Goyim, Sarai was also Sarah L'chol HaUmos. So the Neila, it's the same thing. She's also, and I found the Rashbam that the Medrash Shmuel brings down, that Taka, Sarah is Aim Kol HaGeirim, and Avram is Av Kol HaGeirim, the Beferish. Yeah, the one who says that the history was only to call him to his face was the Marav Diskin. Okay. Hadron Lech Meimosai, Hadron Lech Meimosai. Vayakori Batorah, the Higiyas Man HaMikra, person was reading in the Torah, and came time for Kriya Shema, and he was reading Parsha Shema. So in Kivin Libo, if he had Kavana, we'll see Kavana for what when in the Gemara. We have the Pashas. If he had Kavana to be Yotze in the midst of Kriya Shema, Yotze, then he's Yotze. From here you see that you don't have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Aleil Mvoleh to be Yotze Kriya Shema, because it's not written in the Torah. And you don't have to have Brachas. They're also not written in the Torah. So as long as you're Mechadim to be Yotze, even though you didn't say any Brachas, and you didn't say what's it called, Tosas says, first Tosas, Brachas and Abba'akev, and others from a diet from here, that you don't have to say Baruch Hashem Kavod either. That you don't say without Baruch Hashem Kavod, because it's also not written in the Torah. Biprokim, showing with Ne'akovet, Umeshiv, between the paragraphs of Shema, and later on the Gemara will delineate what they are, you're allowed to say hello to somebody you have to respect, and you're allowed to answer him. Ve'emtza showing with Ne'ayir Umeshiv, and the middle of the paragraphs, right, not between the paragraphs, you're only allowed to say hello to somebody that you fear, and you answer a person that you fear. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. And what it means, somebody you have to respect for, and somebody you fear, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara that discusses it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be'emtze shom ne'ayira umeshiv ne'akovet. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the middle of the paragraphs, you're allowed to initiate a greeting to somebody you fear, and you're allowed to answer somebody who initiates with you, even if it's only somebody you have to respect, not that you fear. Uviprokim, and between the paragraphs, show him with Ne'akovet, you're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody that you have to respect, umeshiv shalom, and you're allowed to answer anybody. Eluhein ben aprokim, where are the breaks in the paragraphs where it's less strict, where you could say, where you could be matzik more? Bein bracha rishon l'shnia, between, after Yotzer HaMa'oros, before Avarabba. That's one break. Bein shnia l'shma, between Avarabba and Shma. Bocher b'mesov v'ava and Shma, in that break, is also considered
break between the paragraphs. Bein shema levahayim shamoa, bein vahayim shamoa levayomer, but bein vayomer leemes liyatsiv, Rabbi Yehuda omer, bein vayomer leemes liyatsiv lo yatsiv. The Tanakhama holds between vayomer and emes liyatsiv is also a break, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, between vayomer and emes liyatsiv lo yatsiv. There you're not allowed to be matzik at all, and we'll see why, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokim Emes, between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, you don't make a hetzik. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Loma Kodma Parsha Shema Livahoyim Shamoa. Right? Why does the Parsha of Shema come before the Hoyim Shamoa? And the obvious answer is because that's the order in the Torah. Parsha Shema is in Veschana, and Parsha Hoyim Shamoa is in Ekev, but that can't be, because then Parsha Sitzah should be first. It's in what's it called, in Shlach, which is in Bamidbar. So if we're going according to the order of the Torah, Parsha Sitzah should be the first Parsha, not the other ones. So that can't be the reason. So there must be another reason why the order is the way it is, not because that's the order in the Torah. And therefore, since it's not the order of the Torah, I would think that since Parsha Zvayim Shamo is said B'loshin Rabim, that should come before Shema, which is only B'loshin Yachid. So in that, the Gemara says, no, but there's another reason why Shema comes before Avayim Shemoa. Kidei sheyakabel olav ol malchus shamayim tchila, v'yachar kach mekabel olav ol mitzvos. First, you accept God's authority in general. That's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the parasha that comes after that, v'yohavta. Then, once you accept His authority in general, now you accept specifically His mitzvos. That's Avayim Shemoa tishmu, it's Kabbalah's ol mitzvos. Why is Avayim Shemoa before Vayomer? The mitzvah in Vahayim Shamo, which is basically Talmud Torah, applies day and night. The main mitzvah that's mentioned specifically in Vayomer is Sitzes. That only is in the daytime, not at night. So therefore mention something where the mitzvah that's mentioned in it openly, which is Talmud Torah, applies day and night, as opposed to Sitzes, which is only during the day. Rashi. Vayakori v'Torah parshas Kriyashma. V'higiyu zman ha-mikra, zman Kriyashma. V'prokim v'in ha-psakos. V'latam in the forest v'mas nisan, v'in parsh v'shon l'shniya, v'in shniya l'shma. Shoel v'pnei ha-kovod, shoel v'sholom odom nichbad, sh'roi l'hakdim lo sholom. Rashi says, a respectable person, loved after Talmud Chacham, that you're mechuyiv to respect, right? Sh'roi l'hakdim lo sholom. It's proper to be makdim sholom, something like that. From Rashi is mashma that it's lav davka a Talmud Chacham or somebody your mechuyev, your father or mother that you're mechuyev to mechabit, just an adam nichbad, a respectable person. We'll see later on the Gemara the different opinions here, but from Rashi that's what's mashma. Umneishiv shalom im hikdim olo, and you're allowed to answer him if he initiated with you. Ugemara parech kibud the shoyl shita lemeishiv. What's the chiddush? Right, if you can initiate the hello, surely you can answer. Because it's easier to answer than to initiate halachically. So why does the Tanakhama, right, have to say, Rav Meir have to say, Rav Yehuda have to say, Rav Meir, why does Rav Meir have to say, not only can you initiate it, you can also answer? That seems to be obvious. U'v'emtza bracha, o aparsha, in the middle of the paragraph itself, then you can only initiate mipnei hayira, adam shu yorin upon them. Not a person you have to respect, Yira, right? But a person you're afraid of. Shelo Yargeu, he won't kill you. The Chor, if he's going to kill you, he can do anything, right? It's a Pikuach Netesh. So we'll see also when we get to the Gemara what Rashi means. But stop somebody you respect, not somebody you're afraid is going to kill you. There you can't initiate the hello. Rabbi Yehuda b'Gemara first book side. The Gemara explained what the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is. We'll leave it for the Gemara. Vein vayomer le'emes liyatsik lo yatsik. The Gemara in the first Tamayo. The Gemara explained why you can't be matzik according to Rabbi Yehuda between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. V'hoyim shemo noig vein vayomer b'layla de mishtoi v'talmud Torah. The main open mitzvah aside from tefillin. In what's it called? In Vahayim Shamoa is Talmud Torah. Yosib limarata mosavas b'neichem. Vayomer eino noeg ala v'yom, dimishtoi v'tzitzis. The main mitzvah in Vayomer is tzitzis. She'eino noheges ala v'yom. Yosib reisim also prat l'ksus layl. Doesn't apply at night. Okay, the Gemara. Shema mino, mitzvah srichas kavona. From this Mishnah we can infer that mitzvah srichas kavona. that it says if you're reading Kriya Shema and you don't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, right, you're not yotzei. But if you do have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, then you're yotzei. That seems to go according to the Man Yomer who holds mitzvah svichas kavanah. And lemaisa, there are those that paskin, right, amurayim in Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvahs ain't svichas kavanah. Okay, so this seems to contradict the psak. Here it seems like mitzvah svichas kavanah, and we have in Rosh Hashanah amurayim who hold mitzvahs ain't svichas kavanah. You don't have to have kavanah le mitzvah. So if you're reading Shema in the Torah, even if you don't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, you should be yotzei. So why does it say in the Mishnah in Kivin Libo, it's an often a Mishnah, that you have to have kavanah le mitzvah? Mara says no. Mayim Kivin Libo Likros. You had kavanah to read, not yet kavanah for the mitzvah. Okay? So Mara says, Likros for Hakakori, right? You are reading. So Mara says, no, but Kori Lagia. You're not reading to read. You're reading in order to be magia, to correct another text. So you're not reading for the sake of reading, you're reading for the sake of correcting. So you want to say what that is? Rashi, let's see Rashi first. So therefore, in Kivin Libo, if you had kavanah to read at least, not for the mitzvah, but you have kavanah to read, not just to correct, then you're yotzei. If you didn't have kavanah to read at all, then you're not yotzei. Shema mino mitzvah srichas kavanah, shein stav l'shem mitzvah. Mashma Kivin Libo, you had kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The tikshiva Rabba, the Omer Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, hatokei l'shir yotzei. And this will be a question on Rabba, who says that mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah. Here's an open mission that says mitzvah srichas kavanah. Kivin Likros, avalotzis yidei mitzvah loboinim. You don't need kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. Shia miskavin ela likro b'torah b'yalva. You have to have kavanah, though, you're reading. Hakakori, someone says, but you are reading. Havikore ko'asik, tana v'asik, nitani hayakori b'torah. The kori lagia, es ha-sefer, in yesh b'otos, tafil the kriya nomi l'miskavin. Now, from Rashi, it seems that the idea is the following. You don't need kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have kavanah to what you're doing. You have to know you're picking up a lulav, right? You have to know that it's sukkis, and this is a lulav, but you don't have to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's mitzvah sein srichas kavanah. But if you don't know what you have as a lulav, right? You picked it up as a broom. You don't know it's sukkis. Then that's called misasik. And there, everybody holds you not yotzei. So what the Gemara means over here is, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to read this parsha. But if you don't have kavanah to read it, not for the sake of the mitzvah, just to read. You're reading for another purpose. Lahagia, that's not, then you're not yotzei. Okay? Tosfos doesn't hold of that. Tosfos holds that if you would be reading, if you wouldn't have kavanah to read, that's enough. You're reading. You don't need kavanah to read. Tosfos says, the West Pratnik over here, Kori Lahagia, you're not reading it properly. When you read to Lahagia, you read it the way it's written, not the way it's read. So you read totafos instead of totafos, totefes. Right? You read it the way that it's written, so you'll write it properly. So in Kivin Libo, if you had kavanah to read it properly, and you read it properly, here the kavanah is not the ikur. If you read it properly, fine. That's what it says. If you didn't read it properly, not. Right? But Rashi, Lechara, learns that if you didn't have kavanah to read, just to be magia, then that's not, you're not yotzei Kriya Shema. Tosa seems to hold, even if you didn't have kavanah to read, as long as you read it, it's fine. But here it's talking where you weren't reading it properly. So in Kivin, Likro means if you had Kavanah, if you read it properly. Okay, Tana Rabbani. Kriya Shema Kichsova Divri Redi. Kriya Shema has to be read the way it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. But Chachomim Omri B'chol Lashon. Chachom holds you can read it in any language. My time at the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe know that you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh? Omar Kro B'hoyu. They should be the way that they are here, not change. In other words, exactly the way they're written in Hebrew. For Rabban and my Tamayu, why do the Rabban say you can read it in any language? Omar Kros Shema, here. The Cholashon Shata Shomea. The Ikar is not how you read it. The Ikar is that you hear the idea. So even if you read it in another language, you hear the same idea. Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shema. I read it says Shema. Why doesn't he learn from there that you any language that you hear and understand should be enough? He learns from that a different halacha, that you have to hear what you're saying. Okay? You can't read it, just lip read it. You have to hear the words. The Rabbanan hold, we hold you don't need that halacha. You don't have to hear it. You can read it and not hear it and be yotze. either Rabbanan and it says Bahayu, which would seem to imply that it has to be the way that it's written. Bahayu, ahumi boyale, shalo yikari lamafreya. They learn that it doesn't have to be in the same language that it's written, it just has to be in the order that it's written. You can't read it backwards. For Rebbe, shalo yikari lamafreya menale, how does Rebbe know that you have, can't read it backwards? Nafkale midvorim hadvorim. Hadvorim ha'ela. Right? Dvorim, if you say Bahayu, dvorim ha'ela, then it could be in any order. Hadvorim means in this order. For Rabbanon Dvorim, Hadvorim, Lo Darshi. And the Rabbanon don't learn that Yitur of Hadvorim, they say Dibra Torah, Kolosh, and many other in this situation, and therefore they don't have to darshan anything from Hadvorim. They learn it from the Hayu, and therefore they hold that from the Hayu, we don't learn that it has to be in Hebrew, we learn from the Hayu, it has to be in order. Rebbe learns from the Hayu, it has to be in Hebrew, he learns from Hadvorim, that has to be in order, and Shema, they say, the Rabbanan learn from Shema that in any language you understand, and Rebbe learns from Shema that you have to hear what you're saying, and the Rabbanan don't hold that you have to hear what you're saying. So now the Gemara says, L'neimra d'sover Rebbe d'chol ha-torah kula v'chol loshon nemra, right? Let's affirm from here that what would be if there wasn't a special pasuk? Rebbe would hold that you're allowed to read any parsha in the Torah that has to be read in any language. It's only over here where the Torah said v'hoyu that has to be in Hebrew. If you hold that the whole Torah has to be b'lashon hakodesh, v'hoyu the kasher v'chomer lomik. Why didn't a pasuk over here tell me it has to be in l'shon hakodesh? Everything has to be l'shon hakodesh. Mar says no, it's you shouldn't deceive Shema. Rarely Rebbe holds everywhere you can read it in any language, right? In what's it called? No, everywhere you have to read in l'shon hakodesh. So why here do you need a pasuk v'hoyu to tell me l'shon hakodesh? Because there's a pasuk Shema. And I may make the mistake to think that Shema tells me any language. Comes along, the Torah and says, no, the Hayu, here it's also Lashon HaKodesh. I, the Shema, that's it, you have to hear it with your ears. L'meimra the Savi Rabbanan the Cholat Torah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. Right, let's infer the opposite. The Rabbanan hold that the whole Torah has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. That's why you need a pasuk over here of Shema to tell me here it doesn't have to be Lashon HaKodesh. So we can infer from here that every other place it has to be according to the Rabbanan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Yisrael Kadai to B'Chol Lashon Nemra Shema D'Kosh Rachman Olamali. Mara says, no, it's Mishum Deceivah Hayu. Here, and really the Rabbanan hold every place you could say in any language. I over here, why need a special pasuk? Because it says V'Hayu. And I might think you should learn V'Hayu, like Rebbe Yehuda, that what's it called, that it has to be Dafka in Hebrew. Right? Kamash Malan, no. Shema in any language. And V'Hayu is to tell me that it has to be in order. Rashi. Kichsava B'Lashon HaKodesh. Midvorim hadvorim, the havei lemichta v'hoyu dvorim ha'ela. The midrash sheyikra hadvorim kesidron v'lolam afreya kigon uvisharecho beischa mezuzos. Rashi learns that afreya means the words themselves can't be backwards. But mashma that if the parshios are backwards, you read the parsha in order, but you read them in the wrong order, that's okay. Leimah kesover Rebbe mitzrich leikro the kriyashma shetek tichsava. Since you need a pasuk over here to tell me that kriyashma has to be in lashon hakodesh. That the rest of the Torah you could read in any language. Okay. Tosa says, Masha from Rashi, that we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. That we're saying that maybe the Rabbanan hold the rest of the Torah you have to read Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh. No, you can read it. So Tosa says, Kriyas HaTorah is only Takana the Rabbanan. Right? Ezra. Moshe, Tosus Moses Ezra, we're not learning Tosus now's question. The Maestro Gorn says Moshe was Masakin Kriyas HaTorah, not Ezra. Right, Ezra only added on to that Takana. But whatever it was, Takana the Rabbana. So there can't be Pasuk Tzukim to tell me how you have to read the Torah, right, for Kriyas HaTorah, it's only the Rabbana anyway. So Tosus says, it's talking about the Parshios that are in HaTorah to read, like Parsha Zohar. There's a mitzvah, Kriyas HaTorah, in HaTorah, that I might think has can be b'chol lashon, according to the different opinions that we said, or dafka b'lashon hakodesh. That's what it's talking about. Anything else over here? What kind of kavana you need for kriyashma? We said Rashi holds that you need at least kavana that you're reading. From Tosfos Rashi, you don't even need that kind of kavana. You just have to read it properly. We'll see later on how much kavana you need in kriyashma. There's a Rash Rashid and a Kriyishma needs special extra kavana, more than even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't sriches kavana, Kriyishma needs extra kavana. The shaila whether you need dafka in the first pasuk or first parsha or all the parshios or whatever, and that we'll get to. The Rambam's interesting Rambam here. The Rambam says that if you read Kriyishma, we possibly can read in any language. The Rambam says if you read it in any language, you have to do the daktik just like you are in Lashon HaKodesh, which the Ravid understood to mean that if you say, "Hear, O Israel," you have to say, "Hear," right, as it's supposed to be. And you can't say, "Hear, O," you have to say, "Hear," and then stop, "O Israel," or whatever. The Ravid said, that's ridiculous. If you're saying in other languages, the language is not the ikar, right? It's the ikar is the idea. So if you got the idea, you got the idea. It's in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not Shema if you don't say Shema. You say it a little bit differently, or you run the word into something else. But if you're saying in English already, it's obvious that you don't need the words, you just need the idea, because the words are not in the Torah. So they say, the Rambam never meant that, right? The Rambam also didn't mean you have to say here, oh, and exactly as it is. And if you say here, oh, if you're not Yotze, as long as the idea is there. The Rambam means that when you translate it into another language, you have to pick the best words that represent the Hebrew words, right? You have to be medactic that you pick. You don't say listen, but you say hear, right? Because maybe there's a difference between listening and hearing. Or maybe Adrabi should be listen, O Israel, and not hear, O Israel, because the listen is really what Shema means over here. But in any case, you have to pick the words that best reflect the Hebrew idea, but not you have to be medactic in how you say the words like you do in Lashon HaKodesh. That's how the Keset Mishnah explains the Rambam. And therefore they say that you shouldn't say it in another language, because you can never be sure 100% that you're getting the word that really represents the Hebrew word, right? You have to be an expert in the language, both languages, to really know that you're translating properly, and therefore you may not be translating properly, so better to say it dafke in Lashon HaKodesh.